It all came down to the events of a few weekends ago for organization representatives at Link Up, when the Grand Rapids Police Department displayed use of force against the family and friends of Breonna Taylor, who were participating in a barbecue and a car parade. According to a press release from GRPD, five participants of the parade were arrested because they were blocking traffic on Division Avenue and Fulton Street.
As they were participating in the car parade and the community gathered, they were met by police who, and there's footage of this, that several of the family members and friends who were participating have released, but you'll be able to see that they were met with force, and they were met with, you know, pushing and shoving and those types of things.
That's Vincent Thurman, communications manager at Link Up. Thurman says in light of what happened, they are advocating for the City of Grand Rapids to expand funding for the Office of Accountability and Oversight and to reduce GRPD's budget to 32% of the general fund operating budget.
Really structural change to the police department, and much of that has been delayed. Much of that has been, for lack of a better term, a lot of lip service, a lot of community meetings after community meetings, despite having the information that's necessary for change.
Currently, city commissioners are waiting to hear for a second legal opinion on the issue of city commissioners raising a budget amendment. As of last Grand Rapids City Commission meeting, less than $500,000 have been cut from the GRPD budget. I'm Michelle Jokishbolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.